Welcome to another 40th anniversary devotional. On this occasion, we are reading from Joshua, the chapter 14, the verses 7 and 8. Now, in the verses that I'm going to read to you, they don't mention the name of the man who's actually speaking. I'm going to leave that guesswork to you right now to see if you know who it is. If you do know, write in the comments down below. Joshua 14, verse 7. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again, as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. So who is that? He said Moses sent him out from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. He brought back a good report. Well, of course, his name is Caleb. If you got that, well done. Caleb was one of the 12 men that Moses sent to spy out the land of Canaan, the promised land. You see, the Lord had brought the people of Israel out of Egypt. But before he did, when they were in Egypt, the Lord told them that he would give them a promised land, a place to inherit and to live in. It was a promise, and God always keeps his promise. The Lord then brought them out of Egypt, as he said, right through that brief journey in the wilderness up to their first approach to the promised land. And remember, the key word here is, it was promised land. Now, the Lord had said to Moses, and the people of Israel had also asked Moses to send spies into the land first to check it out. Their purpose was to gather intelligence, to check out the people that were living there in the promised land, whether they were strong or weak, whether the land was good or not so good to grow crops on, whether their cities were well fortified or not well fortified, and they were to bring back fruit to encourage the people of Israel when they would see the produce of the land. So the purpose of those 12 spies was to go out and to, like I said, gather intelligence. Their purpose was not to decide whether or not they should go and take the land. God had already said, go and take it. But 10 of the 12 spies came back. They spoke of how good the land was, but they also said, the giants are too great. They're too big. We couldn't take them. And they discouraged the people from going into the promised land. But Caleb, along with Joshua, I should say, they brought back that good report and confirmed to the people that we can take it because God is for us. Now, unfortunately, the people were too discouraged and they failed to go in and take the land. But the portion that we read together in Joshua 14, Caleb here is an older man. He's 85 years of age, and he's reminiscing over that event back when he was 40, when he went to spy out the land. So let me read the text to you again. Joshua 14, verse 7, 40 years old was I. We know that's Caleb. When Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. As Caleb here was reminiscing over that time when he was 40 and went to spy out the land, he wasn't looking back with regrets. He was looking back with gladness. He did the right thing. He was depending upon the promises of God, and he was confident, not in himself, but he was confident in his God to deliver the land to the people of Israel. Caleb here was proving the fact that God honors them who honor him, because he honored the Lord in that he had faith in God And here he is at 85, and he is about to, he's still alive, which was a miracle in and of itself, considering he had wandered for over 40 years. Here he is, and he is now receiving the promise that God had made to him personally, that he would have the land that he spied out, the land that he walked on, he would get it for his own personal inheritance. So he'd proven the fact that God honors them, that honors him. Now, when Caleb went to spy out the land, he saw the same thing that everyone else saw. He saw the great and mighty giants. But here's the difference. When the other 10 spies saw the giants, they saw their strength and their might, and they feared. But when Caleb saw the giants, he saw their strength and he saw their might, but he was confident in his colossal God to overcome the enemy. And that's where the encouragement of our text lies. You see, here is a man. He had confidence in his mighty God. Like David and Goliath, very similar situation. The whole tribe of Israel were running away from Goliath. But David, a young man, he ran towards Goliath. And again, David didn't do that because he was super strong or because he was particularly skilled in warfare. No, he went to fight Goliath like Caleb because he had confidence in the strength and in the ability of his God. Remember what Goliath said to David? He said to David, I will feed you. I will feed you to the fowls this day. David responded by saying, I come to you in the name of the Lord, and the Lord will deliver you into my hand. He's making the point that I'm trusting in God. And God enabled David and eventually the people of Israel to overcome the giants. Now, let me apply that to yourselves here on this occasion. If you're a believer, there may be many giant problems that you are facing right now. There may be pressures on you to do what everyone else is doing, like Caleb. He saw the giants. Like David, he saw a giant. Both those men, they witnessed all the people of God going the opposite direction. But both David and Caleb, they were going to go forward with God and face the giant. They were willing to go counterculture because it was the right thing to do. And they based their actions on the promises of God. For you and I as believers, we ought to do the same. No matter what the rest of the culture is saying and doing, what ideas are being promoted, we do what's right before God. And we live according to the promises of this book at all times. And you will find that God will honor them. We honor him. Now, if you're unsaved and you're watching this devotional, maybe you look at the problem, the great giant problem of your sin, and you don't know how to deal with your sin. You also look at yourself and you see your weakness. Like those spies, they saw the giants and they only thought about their weakness. As where Caleb thought about the strength of his God. Now, if you're unsaved, I can tell you now that God is able, the Lord is able to forgive you for all of your sins and to carry you home to heaven. It's not about how great you are or how good you are at keeping your commitments. Let me tell you, all you do is rest upon the Lord, and he is the one who saves. So, Caleb here, we read at the end of our portion here, that he followed the Lord his God. I trust today that you too will follow the Lord, and in years to come, you'll have no regrets, but you're glad, you will be glad that you followed the King of Glory. Thank you for watching. The Lord bless you.